Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our program which goes by the name of the Perished Kings of the Past. And currently, we are discussing the series of Abraha. In our previous episode, we spoke about various aspects of how Abraha became a king and how he ended up constructing the place of worship. And what was the reason behind that? It was because of his jealousy that why do people from all around the world go to Ka'batullah Sharif and perform tawaf over there. So out of this jealousy, he constructed a place of worship and he wanted people to come over there and perform their acts of worship. And this was with the intention of desolating the blessed Kaaba. And eventually he succeeded in constructing a magnificent place of worship, which was decorated from various things, various ornaments and decorative things of this world. Whatever you can think of, Abraha had tried his best to build that place of worship with all those things. And eventually, a person from Arab Sharif, he came and defecated over there, because of which Abraha, he became extremely furious, very angry, and he swore an oath to Ma'azallah, demolish the Kaaba. So this, in a nutshell, we've just quickly recapped what we covered in our last episodes. Today, we will talk about how Abraha led his army towards Makkatul Mukarramah Sharif with the intention of Ma'azallah demolishing the blessed Kaaba, and what exactly happened over there, and how Abraha met his doom. We will also cover this in our today's episode. Please stay with us until the end. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we will acquire immense amount of knowledge. Before we dwell into our discussion regarding Abraha, let's first of all listen to the virtue, the excellence of reciting Darood, sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Mawla Mushkil Kushaa Ali Al-Murtaza Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem states that Allah Almighty has created a tree in paradise whose fruit is bigger than an apple and smaller than a pomegranate, is softer than butter and sweeter than honey, and is more fragrant than musk. And its branches are made of pearls, and its roots are of gold, and its leaves are of emeralds. This is how great this tree is. And only he will be able to eat the fruit of that tree who would recite durood, send peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alaihi Wasallam in abundance. Such great rewards await us in the paradise. And one of the best ways of attaining those rewards is to recite durood, send peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So we were talking about Abraha and how he planned to mobilize an army and attack Makkatul Mukarramah Sharif and ma'adallah demolish the blessed Kaaba. Now Najashi king, who was the actual king who sent Abraha as a soldier to Yemen, and then eventually Abraha, he became a king through his cunning approach. So Najashi king, he had sent an elephant for Abraha as a gift. And this elephant wasn't an ordinary elephant. It was a huge elephant, and it is stated that it was like a mountain. That's how huge it was. And the name of this elephant was Mahmud. So Abraha, he mobilized an army to attack the blessed Kaaba. And after mobilizing this army, Abraha, he himself mounted on the Mahmud elephant that Najashi king had gifted him, and behind him was rest of his army. So Abraha was leading the way of his army, and his army was following him. And the purpose, the sole purpose of Abraha and his army was to, ma'azallah, demolish the blessed Kaaba. Now, Abraha and his army, they reached near the holy Kaaba. And after reaching over there, what they did was they captured the animals of the people of Mecca. And as they captured their animals, amongst them were also 200 camels of Sayyiduna Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Who was Sayyiduna Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu? He was the grandfather of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyiduna Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu was amongst the noble and distinguished personalities of the Quraysh tribe. And he was highly respected, highly eminent and dignifying figure in his tribe. So Abraha also captured 200 camels of Sayyiduna Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu as well. So Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went to Abraha, and Abraha, he made Sayyiduna Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu sit next to him. He respected him a lot, he revered him, and gave him a lot of respect. And thereafter, Abraha, he asked Sayyiduna Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu for the reason of his arrival. Upon this, Sayyiduna Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that, "You have captured 200 camels of mine, so I've come over here to take back those 200 camels of mine." So when Sayyiduna Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave this reply to Abraha, Abraha, he became amazed, he was startled. As out of amazement, Abraha, he said that, "I've come to demolish the sacred house of your forefathers, and you're not talking about it to me. You're not negotiating with me in any way regarding the sacred house which I've come to demolish. But all you're asking is for your camels." Now upon this, look at the reply of Sayyiduna Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that, "I am the owner of camels. Hence, I am asking for the camels. And the one who is the owner of the holy Kaaba, he will preserve it. He will protect it." Look at the tawakkul, the reliance that Sayyiduna Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu had on Allah Almighty. That he had this firm belief that this is a sacred house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, Allah Almighty himself will protect it. This was the height of having reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Sayyiduna Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu had. Anyhow, listening to this speech of Sayyiduna Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abraha, he returned the camels of Sayyiduna Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu to him. And after returning to Mecca, Sayyiduna Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu told the people of Mecca about everything, about what happened between him and Abraha, what communication took place between him and Abraha. And now Sayyiduna Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu advised them, suggested them to leave that area, leave that place, and seek refuge on the hilltops or in the caves of the mountains. And Sayyiduna Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu was anyhow a very respectable figure amongst them. So people, they listened to his advice, they agreed to it, and they all went on the hilltops and in the caves of the mountains. Now, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to the door of Ka'batullah Sharif and he supplicated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah Almighty, protect your house. So after making this dua, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu also left and joined his people. And on the other hand, early in the morning, Abraha issued orders to his army saying that, get ready, today we will attack Ka'batullah. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, look at the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whenever the Mahmud elephant would be made to go towards Ka'batullah Sharif, he would not go in that direction. He would refuse to go into that direction. It wouldn't get up. It would stay where it was. And whenever they made efforts for it to get up and they wanted it to go towards the blessed Kaaba, Mahmud elephant, it wouldn't go any further. It wouldn't move from its place. And whichever, in any other direction, if it was asked to move, if it was led to move, it would go in any other direction. But as soon as they would try for Mahmud elephant to go towards Ka'batullah Sharif, Mahmud elephant, it wouldn't go towards Ka'batullah Sharif. Look at the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this is the situation in which Abraha and his army were. They are close to Ka'batullah Sharif. Abraha has told his army to be ready to attack Ka'batullah Sharif. But now, his elephant, which was from King Najashi, which was sort of a royal elephant, and whoever mounted that elephant held a lot of dignity. Now, this very elephant was refusing to go in the direction of Ka'batullah Sharif. And Mufassirin, they state over here that the elephant Mahmud, he showed respect for Ka'batullah Sharif over here. This was his respect towards the Ka'batullah Sharif. This is how Mahmud elephant expressed or observed respect for the blessed Kaaba. Now, on the other hand, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was still busy in supplicating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he saw strange kinds of birds covering the entire army of Abraha, those birds did not seem to be from Najd, neither from the Hama, and nor from the area of Hijaz. They were absolutely new birds, you can say, for everyone, which came from nowhere. And Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Mas'ud Thaqafi, they were on the mountain and observing the entire army of Abraha. All of a sudden, what they saw was that strange types of birds, they covered the entire army of Abraha. And those birds, they were multicolored. The body of the bird was black, the neck was long and either green or white, and their beaks were red. So this is the description of these birds, which are also referred to as swallows. This is what their description was like. It was multicolored bird, which was never seen before, neither in Najd, neither in the Hama, neither in Hijaz. And another beautiful and fascinating aspect regarding these birds were that they were holding pebbles, they were holding the stones in their beaks. And as they surrounded the entire army of Abraha, what they did was that they started firing down those stones on the army of Abraha. And when the birds would throw the pebbles down, then what would happen? The army of Abraha would get destroyed. Whomsoever that stone would strike on, that soldier of the army of Abraha would perish. He would die instantly on the spot. This was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These birds were sent over the army of Abraha from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the result of the destruction that the army of Abraha faced at the hands of these birds, due to these birds, the example of this destruction cannot be seen in the history of the mankind. It was unbelievable that these birds were throwing down those stones, and whichever soldier would be struck with those stones, they would be perished. They would get destroyed, and their names were even wiped away from the face of this earth. This is the punishment that they faced. This is how this army of Abraha was absolutely destroyed and perished. The honor, dignity, and reverence of this army of Abraha, so-called King Abraha, all of a sudden perished. And all their wealth, all their riches, they were all scattered around. Same wealth, same riches, same dignity, what they were boasting upon a little while ago, now it was all scattered everywhere. All wealth, everything gone. Same soldiers, their corpses were lying all around. And in the midst of all this, some people, they ran away. They fled from there. And Abraha was also among them. So Abraha did not meet his doom yet. He did meet his humiliation. He did face disgrace and humiliation over here. But he was still alive. He did not meet his doom over here. Now, inshallah, we will cover that how Abraha met his doom. But before that, let's hear to how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this account in the Holy Quran. In Surah Fil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, in translation from Kanzul Iman is, O beloved, did you not see how your Lord dealt with the people of the elephant? Did he not put their trick into devastation and send swarms of birds over them, striking them with stones of baked clay? So he made them like the leftover consumed leaves of harvest. So these are the words in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this event in the glorious Quran. So now, some people, including Abraha, they ran away from that ground and they did not meet their doom as of now. It is stated in Tafasir that when Abraha, he ran away from there, then he fell prey to a very filthy, disgusting disease. And due to it, his face turned like the face of a baby chicken. And when he reached Yemen, he also died a disgraceful death. He was destroyed, he perished, and he met his doom. So, one opinion is that he fell prey to a very disgusting, filthy disease. And in a disgraceful manner, he met his doom in Yemen when he reached back. And in another narration, it is stated that the bird that came for Abraha, now all those birds that came over the army of Abraha, the stones they had, they all were appointed over each and every soldier. Now the bird that was appointed over Abraha, when Abraha he ran away from there, that bird stayed over the head of Abraha and it would keep flying over the head of Abraha. And Abraha, he escaped from there and he went to Najashi king. And over there, he relayed the entire account to Najashi king. Upon this, King Najashi, he became extremely surprised that how birds can destroy an entire army. How is it possible? So out of astonishment, Najashi king, he asked that, how are those birds? You've told me such an unusual account that birds destroyed an entire army. At least tell me what kind of birds they were. How were those birds? Now, upon this, Abraha, he looked towards the sky. And as he did so, he saw the same very bird that was flying over his head all the way from where he fled to come to Najashi. All that way, that bird stayed over the head of Abraha. So Abraha looked towards the sky and he saw the same very bird. And he pointed towards that bird and told Najashi that those birds were like this bird. And as he pointed towards that bird, right at that very time, that bird fired a stone on Abraha, which made Abraha face his doom, which killed Abraha, and his sign was also wiped away from the face of this earth. This is how Abraha, he met his end. And an example was set for the coming generations, that anyone who opposes or challenges the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He invites His own doom. He invites His own death. He invites His own perishing. This is what Abraha did. He, ma'azallah, had the evil intention of demolishing the blessed house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But ultimately, what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected his house, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed his enemy through the means of some birds. Few birds came, and they even wiped away the signs of those who came to so-called, ma'azallah, demolish the blessed house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their arrogance, their dignity, their honor, everything was turned away. It was turned into dust all of a sudden, and all of them met a dreadful death. They all met a dreadful ending. This is what we learn, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel. Always be humble, never be arrogant, and never try to challenge the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take heed, learn from these past cruel, arrogant kings who met their doom and left an example for us to learn from. May Allah Almighty enable us to learn from these accounts, especially from the account of Abraha. This was all in our series regarding Abraha. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in our next episode, we will come once again with a new topic, with a new individual, with another perished king of the past. Until then, take very good care of yourself and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely